This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, August 25th, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. International Christian Concern reports that Chinese officials raided multiple Reformed house churches over the last week, detaining their pastors on trumped-up charges. On August 17th, police arrested a pastor and his family from Abundant Church and charged them with illegal gathering. Pastor Lian Changmian had injuries to his head and arms after the arrest. He and his family remain missing. On August 19th, 170 police raided a family camp held by 70 members of the Linfen Holy Covenant Church. Officers searched every single person and took several church workers away. And on August 21st, authorities raided the House of Light Church during their worship service. Police dispersed the members and took two of their pastors away. The raid was so violent that two women suffered heart attacks. Please pray for the churches in China during this latest increase in government crackdowns. According to Open Doors, China is the 17th worst country in the world for Christians. Last Thursday, the U.S. announced it will begin formal trade talks with Taiwan. This comes after visits to Taiwan by U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other U.S. officials. Angered by this, China launched its largest ever military exercises around the island country. Beijing views Taiwan, based in the Northwest Pacific Ocean, as a part of China that must be brought back under its control. But Taiwan maintains its own government, distinct from the mainland. Conservative Anglicans gathered at the Global Anglican Future Conference last week to start a new diocese in Australia as they stand for biblical marriage and sexuality. Over 300 Anglicans attended from Australia, New Zealand, Papua New Guinea, and Vanuatu. The new diocese of the Southern Cross is for Anglicans who have already left the Anglican Church of Australia or are considering doing so. Richard Conde with the Global Anglican Future Conference said, quote, "The Diocese of the Southern Cross provides an Anglican home for those who feel they need to leave their current diocese. The issue for us is the authority of the Bible," end quote. 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17 says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." A Florida Christian school administrator is receiving death threats after saying the school would not accept students living sexually perverted lifestyles. Back in June, Barry McKean, the administrator at Grace Christian School, told parents in an email, quote, "We believe that any form of homosexuality, lesbianism, bisexuality, transgender identity lifestyle, self-identification, bestiality, incest, fornication, adultery, and pornography are sinful in the sight of God and the church," end quote. The death threats came after NBC News quoted the email last week. McKean explained that the Bible is the standard for their Christian school policies.
"Our school does not allow students to be homosexuals or transgender. Even our students who are heterosexual, they shouldn't be sexual at all. God condemns any sexual activity outside of marriage. A student cannot come to our school knowingly for us and be transgender or homosexual. That is rooted in the scriptures. God has spoken on those issues explicitly, aggressively. We have had these policies in our school since day number one in the early 1970s.
The Christian pastor and school administrator refused to backpedal under the threats.
"It's not something I shrink from. We weren't looking for attention, but I'm also not going to cower from it, and I'm not going to backpedal. It is our policy now. It will be our policy going forward because of what I said in the email to our parents on June the 6th. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change."
James 1, verse 12 says, "Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. A recent poll from Education Next found that public schools lost 2 million students between 2020 and 2021. The millions of students leaving the public schools are headed into charter schools, private schools, or homeschools. Over the last 2 years, the percentage of private school students increased from 8 to 10%, charter schooling increased from 5 to 7%, and homeschooling increased from 6 to 7%, which is double what it was in 2016. Have you purchased your tickets yet for Lifemark, the pro-adoption movie produced by Kirk Cameron and the Kendrick Brothers? It'll only be in the theaters from Friday, September 9th through Thursday, September 15th. David's comfortable world is turned upside down when his birth mother unexpectedly reaches out to him, longing to meet the 18-year-old son she's only held once. With the encouragement of his adoptive parents, David embarks on a journey of discovery that leads to a staggering truth from his past. Get your tickets at lifemarkmovie.com. And finally, in God's providence, a baby girl who was given a 50-50 chance of surviving after birth was able to go home last week. Tyler Robinson had to give birth 4 months early last winter after she suffered a uterine rupture. Baby Autumn came into the world weighing 1.1 pounds. She then spent over 500 days in the hospital, getting special treatment because of her underdeveloped lungs. But now, 17-month-old Autumn is finally home. Robinson said Autumn was a fighter from the start.
If she come out fighting, then we're going to fight. And she came out feisty, and they nicknamed her Feisty. From then on, I'm like, she's just a fighter.
And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, August 25th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.